Amitat and Avitat. The Amitat and Avitat, ancient Amar for the scepter and the crown, are a pair of holy Amar artifacts linked to the semi-mythological first emperor, Amashakura, the founding of the empire, and the mythological beings known as the Sephirin. They are mentioned numerous times in the scriptures and are attributed with several magical powers. Despite their mythological status, numerous scholars propose that the artifacts actually existed at one time. Story. During the 10th year of the reign of Emperor Amashakura, the sun went black. Birds fell dead from the sky, plants withered, and people fell sick in droves. Despite the ill omens, from the sky came the entities known as the Sephirin. Described as beautiful, angelic beings who had to wear masks to protect others from being struck dead at their sight, the Sephirin had been ordered by God to guard the emperor and give to him the Amitat and Avitat. The Amitat, the scepter, gave Amashakura vigor and kept him from aging. The Avitat, the crown, provided him with wisdom and acumen, allowing him to rule wisely and justly. When Moloch the deceiver later turned the people against Amashakura, the emperor angrily cast out the Sephirin. Immediately, the sun once again went black, the Amitat and Avitat lost their power and Amashakura immediately withered and aged greatly. Despite this, Amashakura fought against his enemies using the Amitat and Avitat. Soon after defeating them, the emperor passed away in his bedchambers and the night sky turned red. The Amitat and Avitat were kept in the emperor's family for 4 centuries, when they inexplicably disappeared. According to a report from the court chamberlain, they had not shown any sign of tarnish or age. Historical evidence. There has been much debate on if the Amitat and Avitat existed and whether they possessed the amazing powers ascribed to them. The most commonly held belief among non-Amar scholars is that the Amitat and Avitat were simply crown jewels bestowed to the first Amar emperor by his vassals. According to these scholars, the jewels were given mythological qualities as a form of propaganda by early emperors in order to reinforce their power and inspire worship from the commoners. Amar theologians, however, have presented numerous pieces of evidence to counter these claims. First is the darkening of the sun recorded in the Book of Epitaph, which matches up with 2 solar eclipses caused by the planet Zoroast. Second, an asteroid strike on Zoroast occurred roughly at the time when Amashakura is recorded as passing, which would have caused an astronomical event visible on Amar. Finally, they point to the discovery of numerous scattered artifacts across the cosmos that have supposedly inexplicable powers. While many have proven to be Jove artifacts, or bits of technology belonging to the sleepers or other lost civilizations, some, such as Jamal the First's super weapon, remain unexplained. The Amar contend the Amitat and Avitat could be similar relics given to the emperor by the Sephirin. Searches and hoaxes. Since the legend of the Amitat and Avitat plays such a pivotal role in the founding and early glory of the Amar Empire, numerous attempts to locate them have been made. While the entirety of Amar Prime has been scoured for them, the vastness of space means that they may still exist on some forlorn planet, awaiting rediscovery. All searches so far have ended in failure. 2 such searches are particularly notable, however. Elash Toth's expedition. The first was launched shortly after the Empire developed the Jump Gate, when a notable radical theologian, Elash Toth, and a contingent of 50,000 followers set up an expedition to find the artifacts. Toth had long espoused a return to the early days of the Empire, before contact with the Eudorians instigated the reclaiming, and purportedly received a vision from God that would lead him to the Amitat and Avitat and enable him to re-establish what he considered the old days of glory. Toth's following had grown quite massive and his intention to launch an expedition drew great interest from all quarters of the empire. The search lasted for 3 years, with Thoth reportedly growing closer and closer to uncovering the resting place of the artifacts. Eventually he came to believe he was nearly at the point of discovery and sent a tenth of his followers back to Amar to spread the word that the Amatat and Avatat were on their way back to the Empire. However, Thoth and his remaining followers never returned, and no trace of them was found. The system where those followers that had returned claimed they had left him was devoid of any indication of their fates, with no wrecks nor evidence that Thoth had ever been to the system. Treasure hunters fell upon the system, but never discovered the Amatat and Avatat. To this day, Thoth's disappearance remains a mystery. Har Indy's expedition. Shortly after the conquest of the Minmatar Empire, a holder claimed to have found the Amatat and Avatat resting in the jungles of Matar. The holder, Har Indy, said that he'd overheard tribal stories being told by his slaves and, rather than punish them for telling blasphemous legends, realized what they described resembled the lost artifacts. Indy interrogated his slaves and followed their information to a ruined temple deep in the jungle. The temple was covered in Amar iconography and contained numerous artifacts, among them the Amatat and Avatat. Indy delivered the artifacts to the emperor in a glorious ceremony, receiving a massive reward for his discovery. For nearly a year, the artifacts were accepted as authentic by the people. However, eventually the Theology Council determined they were exquisite forgeries. It was only by chance this was discovered, thanks to a stray rune on the Amatat containing an extra stroke that did not match ancient drawings of the artifacts. Indy disappeared, but a search of his estates revealed he had fabricated everything. There'd been no tribal stories, no ruined temple, and the false Amatat and Avatat were the result of nearly a decade of work, with Indy's motive having apparently been nothing more than a desire for fame. Imperial authorities never caught him, suggesting someone may tipped him off that the forgery had been discovered.